Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Numbers 97 to 161. MR Number 156, On Renting Seventh-day Adventist Churches, Guidance in Writing, Daniel's Character Revealed, The Sanctuary and the Ark. Material requested by A.L. White for use in correspondence in answering the question of the attitude of Ellen G. White toward renting Seventh-day Adventist churches to Protestant groups for their regular Sunday services. 1 week ago last Sabbath, I filled an appointment to speak in the church in San Francisco. We had an excellent meeting. There seemed to be an earnest desire to hear and an interest in the words spoken. This is the first time I had spoken in the San Francisco church since long before the earthquake and fire. The building was in a much better condition than I expected to find it. The meeting room is large and well kept. On the platform and in front, the floor is carpeted with red Brussels. The carpet is well preserved and is kept looking nice. The pulpit is well arranged. Your grandfather and I were the ones who worked up the plans for erecting this building. A few others united with us, and we all worked together as best we could. There are large stained glass windows which help to give a good appearance. The baptistry is nicely arranged. Back of the pulpit, the wall swings back on hinges and the baptistry is thus brought into full view of the audience. I cannot express my thankfulness that the Lord preserved this large meeting house through the earthquake and fire. We appreciate it now very much. The church is rented to the Presbyterians for services on Sunday. This makes it a little inconvenient for us at times, but as their meeting house was destroyed, they feel very grateful for the privilege of using ours. In some of the lower rooms, dispensary work is carried on, and there are well-equipped treatment rooms. The work that has been done here has been a blessing to many, especially since the fire. Item 2. Material requested by Nicole for use in a forthcoming book on the spirit of prophecy. The American mail goes tomorrow, and I have much to write. Have written 17 pages since 3 a.m., prepared for the mail which leaves Kurenbong at 9 a.m. As soon as I take my pen in hand, I am not in darkness as to what to write. It is as plain and clear as a voice speaking to me. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct, make plain, thy paths. We are to trust the Lord with all our heart. We have proved the Lord. We have the sure word on which we shall rely. Item 3. Material requested by Dr. Alger Johns for use in classwork at Andrews University. Daniel was imbued with the spirit of Jesus Christ, and he pleaded that the wise men of Babylon should not be destroyed. The followers of Christ do not possess the attributes of Satan, which make it a pleasure to grieve and afflict the creatures of God. They have the spirit of their master, who said, "I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Had Daniel possessed the same quality of religious zeal which is so quickly inflamed today in the churches, and men are led by it to afflict and oppress and destroy those who do not serve God after their prescribed plan, he would have said to Arioch, "These men who claim to be wise men are deceiving the king. They have not the knowledge they claim to have and should be destroyed. They dishonor the God of heaven, they serve idols, and their lives in no way do honor to God. Let them die, but bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation." The transforming grace of God was made manifest in his servant, and he pleaded most earnestly for the lives of the very men who afterwards, in a secret, underhanded manner, made plans by which they thought to put an end to the life of Daniel. These men became jealous of Daniel because he found favor with kings and nobles and was honored as the greatest man in Babylon. Item 4. Material desired for use in the White Estate Office, Berrien Springs Branch, in answering questions frequently asked. I could say much regarding the sanctuary, the ark containing the law of God, the cover of the ark, which is the mercy seat, the angels at either end of the ark, and other things connected with the heavenly sanctuary and with the great day of atonement. I could say much regarding the mysteries of heaven, but my lips are closed. I have no inclination to try to describe them. I would not dare to speak of God as you have spoken of him. He is high and lifted up, and his glory fills the heavens. The voice of the Lord is mighty. It shaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. My brother, when you are tempted to speak of God, where he is or what he is, remember that on this point, silence is eloquence. Take off your shoes from off your feet, for the ground on which you are placing your careless, unsanctified feet is holy ground. Released December 23rd, 1963.